Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what is going on, guys? Thanks again for hanging out with me. Listen, before I start every show, you guys already know, I always like to take a few moments to give God some thanks because I believe that without him, none of this would be possible. So I just pray that somebody that's listening or watching this is inspired, motivated, and encouraged to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name. I hope you take some of the nuggets that we drop on today's show and apply them to your life because they're applicable, guys. And today, as every other week, I always bring on the fire guest, the amazing, the awesome guest on the I Won't Stop Until I Win show. And this week is no different. Today's guest is an award-winning international keynote speaker, 5 times number one best-selling author, and a habits and behavioral coach. He's also had the honor of, check this out, he's also had the honor of being invited to speak to the Business and Entrepreneurial School of Harvard University, as well as joining the TED Talk family with his latest TEDx speech called A Dose of Awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my friend, my buddy, Mr. Awesome himself, Eric Swanson, what is going on, my brother? Thanks for hanging out with me today.
I love this. This is a great introduction. I love it. I love it. What's up, Jose? Good to see you, Mr. Flores. Rock and roll. And I love what you're wearing, man. I need that hat and that t-shirt. I need it. I need it all.
Yeah, man. I love it. Listen, man, I'm super excited to have you on the show, man. You've been doing some amazing, awesome things all over the globe, all over the world. You're speaking everywhere. You're making massive impact, adding tremendous value. And I want to get into all the awesomeness that you've been doing, that you have to offer with my audience. But before we get into all of that, man, I always like to just take my audience on a small journey, take them back to, a little bit when you were younger. Is this something that you thought you were going to be doing for a living? Or did you think that you would be making such an impact and all of these awesome things? Like, so just take us back to a little, the younger Eric Swanson and what you were doing then and how all of that combined into what you're doing today.
Oh man, that's easy. So, you know, the doctor comes over and hands me as a baby over to my mom and they wrap me up in this like dish towel. I don't know why they do that to babies. Anyway, and they're like, hey mom, here you go. Here's a 7-pound motivational speaker. Happy birthday. Literally, it was my birthday. Get it? I didn't even think about that. But it's funny how interesting that is because, you know, a lot of us, as we talk to our friends like Jim Rohn back in the day or Les Brown, you know, just really great inspirational, you know, leaders. And they all talk about the fact that we all have this in us already. We have this inborn awesomeness, you know? And so were we, you know, we should be delivered to our parents that way and said, here you go. Here's the beautiful gift that you have as a leader in this world. Right.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, and I found that out later on in life. You know, I grew up pretty normal and boring, if you will. You know, like a couple parents, right? My dad, my mom, and one brother, and you know, my mom and dad got divorced, like normal, right? Everyone used to get divorced back in the day, as they still do, I guess. And so I grew up in suburban Maryland, of all places, and you know, life was great. Rode my bike, you know, every day and mowed lawns and just regular stuff. And then it just, something hit me one day and I said, you know, I'm going to become an entrepreneur before people even knew about that word. And I started like mowing lawns.
How old were you when that thought popped in?
Yeah, like 10, 11 years old. Okay. I said, I started building businesses where, you know, instead of me mowing the lawns, I would hire people, the 8-year-olds, to mow the lawns that I already set up to mow. So it was kind of like inbred in me for some reason. And then it, you know, fast forward about, whatever years it was, 10 years later, 15 years later, I meet, Brian Tracy. And then that kind of changed my trajectory of my career life, you know, in the motivational and self-development world. So that was when I was around 25 years old.
25 years old. Yeah. And we all know Brian Tracy. He's like one of the legends and goats in the game too. Yes. Awesome dude. Yeah. So So once you figured out that you wanted to become an entrepreneur, then you fast forward to 20 something years old, you meet Brian Tracy, he puts you under his wing, I'm assuming. He coaches you, gives you some good advice. And then you start moving on, like you fly the coop, so to speak, and you start doing your own thing. And so how that, like, how was it, first of all, working with Brian Tracy? Because, you know, as you know, I'm like one of Les Brown's prodigies, and he put me under the wing. And so I know that for me, that was like a dream come true. It was amazing. So how did it feel for you? And just tell us a little bit about how it was working with him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Les is amazing. You're so fortunate to be able to work with him and share, you know, your time with him and his with you. Same thing for me and Brian. You know, when I started working, I was a waiter in a restaurant over in Austin, Texas.
Because we got to fund the dream until the dream can fund itself, right?
That's right. The struggling actor dream, right? But I was a waiter for years, and I loved it. It was great. It was awesome. And I ended up meeting the team that worked with Brian Tracy, and they brought me on. They said, hey, you know, we'd like to travel you around and show you the ropes, train you, and so forth. You seem like you have what it takes. And you know, interesting enough that Jose, they were looking for what it takes. And what it takes, I think, is the will and the desire to learn and grow and to share and to help others, but also that energetic, you know, energy, right? The energy force. Everything's energy. So what I think they were really looking for is someone that could absorb the training, but at the same time go out there and be a proponent of awesomeness, right? And so that was my start with Brian Tracy, and it was excellent. It was so much fun.
I love that, because a lot of people will ask, like, you know, well, what is somebody like that looking for? Like, what are they looking for in a person to bring on? So I'm glad that you mentioned that. So for you guys that are listening, you know, they're looking for people that have a willingness, that are willing to learn and put in the work. But not only that are willing to go out there and pay it forward and make a difference and apply the information, the knowledge, the experience, the wisdom, the nuggets that they drop, and apply them in your own sphere of influence and continue to, you know, that make that ripple effect of an impact with everyone that you come in contact with. That's awesome, man. So Brian Tracy is great. So now you're working with Brian Tracy, but you developed this it's like one of the top events to actually attend in the nation, called the Habitude Warrior Conference. Tell us about that. Tell us how you came up with the word Habitude Warrior. I know what it is, but for those that are listening, what does Habitude Warrior mean? Why'd you come up with that name, and what the significance behind that is?
Yeah, sure. So working with Brian Tracy, I learned a lot about sales and how to prospect, how to market, how to set goals, how to do all these things. And we were pushing a lot of like trainings on people, which is great, you know, but we're selling it, right? Technically selling them. And I decided, you know, I was in this space in my life where I was working with Brian. He's excellent. He's awesome. Love him. One of my first mentors. But I wasn't feeling fulfilled enough, because something was amiss and I couldn't figure it out, you know. And this is about 8 years after working with Brian as a senior trainer. And one day I was sharing a stage with Brian and Jim Rohn and a bunch of other legends over in Houston, Texas. And Jim comes up to me and he says, come here, son. I said, yes, sir. And he says, you know, what are you doing? And I said, what do you mean? What am I doing? What, can I get you a cup of coffee or something, Mr. Rohn? What, you know, what do you mean? And he says, no, what are you doing for Brian? Because Brian was on stage at the time. And I said, I'm the best salesperson Brian has ever seen in his lifetime. He says, really, really? Okay. What do you really want to do? That's what Jim Rohn asked me. He says, what do you really want to do? And I, man, what a great question. In fact, your audience should ask themselves, what do I really want to do? You know, what's really important to me, you know, to change people's lives? How are you going to do it? Right. So for me, I thought about it and I went away and I came back and I said, Mr. Rohn, I think I figured it out. I figured it out that I want to help people with their habits and their attitude. And I want to help myself at the same time. He said, you should put that together. Literally, he said, you should put that together. And I said, okay. So I put the word together, habitude. That was the genesis of the word habitude. And from there, I started seeing a lot of, discourse when people were like, wait a minute, it's a one-day event, the conferences and so forth, one-day event, and you have multiple speakers and all of them sell from stage. And we had some good traction, but, you know, really wasn't sitting well with me. So I decided to change that whole system around. And now we are either a 2 or 3 day conference that's more of a community. And we do little to no selling on stage. It's all TED Talk style presentations. And I only bring in my friends. And it takes 2 years to get on my stage because we're pretty blessed to be able to surround ourselves with the right type of people. You know, the type of people that have the mindset to give rather than take, you know? So that's how it started. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And, you know, I was looking at that on your website. And I saw there was a 2-year wait list for people who are so excited to speak on your stage. So, you know, if you guys want to get in on that and you're interested, you can definitely visit your website, which is habitudewarriorconference.com.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. Or habitudewarrior.com. Goes the same
Habitude Warrior. Yeah.
So, and yeah, habitude, by the way, if you think about it, guys, people are like, well, how do you spell it? Or what is it? It's your habits and your attitude put together. So it's H-A-B-I-T-U-D-E, habitude. That's it.
Super simple, super easy. I love simple and easy, man. So if you guys, if anybody's listening and you're an up and coming speaker and you're looking to get some exposure and some good experience and then just really be around some awesome people, like-minded people who are just all about, you know, helping each other win and scale that ladder and get to the top, man, that'll be a perfect opportunity for you to check that out. So, all right, cool. So we spoke about Brian Chase and Jim Rohn, two icons in the game. That's awesome. Gave you some nuggets, which hence developed and helped you create the Habitude Warrior Conference. That's just amazing in itself. But on top of that, you're a 5-time number one best-selling author, man. Like, out of all the books that you've written, man, what's one of your favorites?
Oh, it's got to be. That's like asking you which is your favorite, you know, baby. But I'll tell you.
which some people do have. Which a lot of people, yeah, even though they don't want to admit it, they do have the favorites.
So true. So let's see. My favorite has to be, the first one was amazing, Secret Habitudes, because it was my first one. And it took me about 17 years to write that first book. The second book, Time Habitude Warrior, is excellent. It only took me 3 years to write that one. And then Sales Habitudes for my sales individuals in the audience. But my favorite has to be either of these two, Social Millions, or where I teach people how to get out there in the marketplace through social media and pivoting like we are. But I did this book 2-3 years ago. It was crazy. And the biggest one that I really feel, or my favorite right now, is Crush and Dominate, 13 Strategies to Piss Off Your Competitors. Okay, so I literally put 13 techniques that I use to get my competitors, or really at this level, you don't have competition, you have collaboration. But still, there's other people that look at you and go, well, I'm mad at you, or I'm jealous of you. You know, you have those haters, right? And I figure, all right, well, I'll tell you what, if there's so many haters out there about, you know, other people being successful, I'll share with you and your audience how to get more haters. That's how you do it. by being successful, right?
By crushing and dominating.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, how many times a year do you normally speak?
Wow. So our conferences, we usually have about 6 to 8 conferences a year in different parts of the country, normal years. But how many times do I speak? Before the pandemic situation, I was speaking probably 3 or 4 times a month at least on main stages. And then I would do smaller, you know, 100 person, 200 person corporate or association meetings and so forth. So essentially I would speak maybe 10, 15 times a month. You know, so it was a lot, and it was awesome. It's excellent. And now I'm doing like 19 of the summits a week. It's crazy. It's nuts. Yeah,
that was going to be my next question. Like, how is that? Like, obviously for those of, you know, for people like you and I that are love speaking in front of thousands of people, we definitely had to pivot, you know, fairly quickly and get into the digital world. So now you're doing a lot more speaking now that you're, you know, basically we're all home for the most part,
right?
And you're doing a lot of digital conferences and summits. How has this whole impact, how has this whole pandemic impacted your business? Because I know a lot of times, you know, I know for me, and I'm pretty sure for you too, I had a lot of corporate gigs that were up and coming and they had to all get canceled. And now, even though we're speaking a lot and we're leveraging our relationships, a lot of these events are free events and things of that nature. How have you been able to sustain your business financially now that a lot of these stuff that we were going to be speaking at have been closed down or canceled or postponed for the most part?
Yeah, great question. You know, for me, so it depends on who your audience is right now that's listening to this. So I'll speak to the speakers or aspiring speakers. What I did was I pre-sold myself. So what I mean by that is, like, I had a lot of people coming in, and you know how, if you're a speaker, you know, my speaking fee is $9,000 for the 30-minute talk. And what I always do is grab half up front, you know, 60 days in advance is, you know, 50% up front as a retainer to hold my spot and put me on the schedule. And then, you know, within 30 days, the rest comes in. What I decided to do was just pivot a little bit and say, okay, look, guys. And so I reached out to all the individuals looking at hiring me and saying, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and pre-sell myself to you. And we'll just go ahead and get the retainer up front. But then we'll give you a 50% discount for the other portion. So basically I gave him 25% off. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's 9,000, you know, I'm still getting 7 or 60, whatever it was. And I've got all the bookings in advance. So literally I personally am already prepaid to do some bookings when we get out of this situation we're in right now. So that's one way I pivoted. The other way is simply what you're doing right now, you know, just like taking it and moving to an online format, but not the whole thing. Like let's be honest with ourselves here, guys, that this normal is going to be a new normal at some point, right? But you know, we're humans. We're going to be interacting. We're going to be out there. Otherwise we have a lot more problems. Okay. So if we, you know, here's the deal. I'm going with the fact that, you know, we're going to be out there again at some point soon. And if we're not, then we have a whole heck of a lot of a different problem situation to deal with, like the apocalypse situation. So let's put that away for a second and let's focus in on things that we can control, because we can't really control that. What we can control is, like you said, your mindset disruption, right? We can control our mind, our heart, our awesomeness. And so what I decided to do was pivot in a certain way. And I said to myself, okay. And I always use the phraseology in my mind of Gillette. Okay. What I mean by Gillette is, you know, Gillette razors, right? Yeah. Gillette razors, right? A friend of mine, I used to work with him. He was my boss. His name's Richard Rowe, Dickie Rowe. And he used to tell me this. He said, Eric, I used to work with him at a advertising agency back in the East Coast. He says, Eric, go, you know how Wayne Gretzky says, go where the puck is. Well, he said, go and invest in things that are time tested, that people always need to use no matter what, like water, let's say bottled water, or like oxygen or, you know, shaving. I don't think we're going to become cavemen and have this big, huge, long, although I do like your thing going on here. I need to figure that out. But the thing is, like, there's certain things and certain necessities that are always going to be there for us as human beings. So what I said to myself is, I said, okay, I'm going to pivot, but I'm not going to pivot completely. I'm not going to say, okay, I'm shutting down this and I'm starting this and that's it. And then I'm moving in this direction. What I said to myself was, there's five different projects or platforms that I'm using. You know, one is the online one, which I'll explain in a second. One is in-person speaking, but then the other ones are my Junior Habitude Warriors, you know, teaching kids the right confidence, leadership, and personal development skills. So that's one avenue. Another avenue would be, let's say it's our masterminds, you know, so now I'm seeing a big influx on people wanting to associate like this, you know, be in front of people, but they don't know how, they don't know where to go. Well, we created that space. So we literally created the Gillette, you know, whatever this is, the razor, right? The shaver, right? Shaver, razor, whatever you call it. So we created that where we said to the audience, we said, okay, guess what? We can't do this, but we can do this. Let's welcome you in here. And we charge them, of course. It's membership based. Right? So we have all these amazing members of our Habitude Warrior mastermind that are coming in, learning principles of habits, attitude, and Think and Grow Rich principles. So it's a really great pivot point.
Yeah, and it gives you an opportunity. I think it gives you an opportunity to, you know, to kind of get outside of our own box, so to speak, and get very creative, get very innovative, and just, you know, start building and creating things that people, like you said, need. And by the way, I do love Gillette. I use them all the time. That's what I use. But yeah, man, gotta stay sharp, man, in all areas, right?
Stay sharp. Get it? Stay sharp. That's good. I like that.
Gotta stay sharp, man. Gotta stay sharp. So listen, so as we wrap up here, Eric, man, I know that you have this cool motto, NDSO.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
It's right here, man. Check it out. So I lost my father recently, about 3 years ago. He, you know, he's been a huge influence on me and my life. And he's here with me right now, always. I remember one of the last experiences I remember was with him three and a half years ago, he really wanted to come to one of my conferences that I was speaking at. I was speaking in California with Les Brown was speaking, Bob Proctor, myself, Sharon Lecter, all the cool cats. And I remember I was like, where's my dad? I'm looking around and there he is hanging out, drinking with, actually, I don't think Les was drinking, but my dad was drinking margaritas down at the bar with Les Brown. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And my dad didn't know who Les Brown was. So he kept on saying, I love your band. He's like, that's not me. Anyway. but yeah, no, NDSO stands for No Drama, Serve Others. And this came to me in a dream when I woke up, about 10 days after my dad passed, after the shock, or whatever. I was probably still in shock, but basically it came to me and it just means no drama, serve others. You know, it means do the right thing, but actually seek out those opportunities. I just did a TED talk recently about a couple years ago, and it's all about like seeking out opportunities to help others rather than seeking opportunities to help yourself. So like Zig Ziglar used to tell us, like, help, the more you help other people achieve their goals, you'll achieve yours as well. So I did that, you know, and that's really what the premise of and the ideology of No Drama, Serve Others is NDSO. Yeah. I actually have one of my license plates.
I like that, man, because I mean, you know, life is too short, man, you know, and sorry that you lost your dad, but, you know, the reality is that we're all going to go at some point, and right, life is too short for us to be filled with, you know, drama or be a part of any drama or negativity. And just having that mindset of servanthood, man, servant leadership, serving others, even my favorite book says that it's better to give than to receive. Right. And so I think that once we can, you know, grab a hold of that concept, man, that just changes a lot of different dynamics in your life, because it shifts your thinking into a different, you know, into a different realm of, yeah, of giving and not always receiving. Because I mean, the reality is, let's be honest, we live in a self-centered, very selfish driven world, right? Even our kids nowadays, there's like such a level of entitlement going on out there in the world with people. And if we can just kind of hone back in and bring that back home to the home base where, you know, it's more about like, what can I do for you? How can I help you out? How can I serve you? You know, what areas do you need help in, or how can I help you excel or elevate? And I think once we get to that, man, NDSO, man, is a powerful statement, a powerful motto to live by and to stand on. And man, that's just awesome, brother. Listen, it's been fun, man, hanging out with you and just talking about all your awesomeness, man. And you're doing some cool things, and you got some cool things coming up. Let's talk about that real quick before we wrap up, because I want to be respectful of your time. But you have some cool events coming up. Let's talk about that, and how can people register, find out more about that, and then we'll go into how can people find out more about you and get connected with you and check out all the cool things you're doing.
Yeah, so interesting. You know, our events are essentially online. You know, we moved to that online pivoting, and we actually have the conferences that'll be we took the conferences that we had scheduled, and we're just postponing them to a later date in the year or in the beginning of the year. So we do have three conferences coming up, one in Scottsdale, one in Orange County, and one in, I love asking this question. Where do you live again? You live in Florida, right? Which yeah, part of Florida do you live?
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, we have one in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, that's right. And I love that. I ask that question to everyone. They're like, yeah, I live in Wyoming. I go, yeah, we have a Wyoming one coming right up. We don't, though. Anyway, so we have the next one's going to be in North Carolina as well. But those are the physical ones, you know, in-person ones.
Yeah, we know we got to wait till things open back up for us to be able to do those physical ones, you know, because obviously because of everything that's going on.
So essentially we pivoted to the Global Virtual Summit, and it's all online. It's pretty cool stuff. But the easiest way to find us is go to awesomemastermind.com. That's it, awesomemastermind.com. And they'll share with you some of our live events, some of our pivot point events, but also our masterminds. It's pretty cool stuff. And if they want to follow me at all, you know, I'm happy to become friends with everyone. I love it. Easiest way. And by the way, like Jose said, you got to make it easy. Got to make it easy for people. So what I did was I made it really easy for people to find me on social media and any type of media that you like Facebook, LinkedIn, to wherever, you know, Tic Tac, whatever it's called. You can find me on all those things. And it's awesomeswanson.com. Pretty simple to find.
Awesome Swanson. Awesome. I like the sound. Awesome Swanson. Nice, nice, nice. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Eric, thank you so much for hanging out with me and my audience, man. Always showing up and adding value and bringing that awesome spirit with you, man. I really appreciate it. And listen, guys, like he said, you can check him out at awesomemastermind.com. Awesomemastermind.com. You can also check out the habitudewarrior.com or habitudewarriorconference.com, or just go to social media, like you said, Awesome Swanson. You can find out information there. He's doing some cool stuff, man. Check him out, follow him, and see what he has coming down the pipeline, because there's some really cool and awesome stuff. So guys, listen, I appreciate you for hanging out with me. I thank you. And until next week, make sure that you don't stop until you win. Take care and God bless. Thanks everybody for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires360.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.